This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And I'm so super stoked because I have one of my good friends who I haven't seen. It's been years. It's been years, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just standing here looking at you on Zoom and I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah, it's probably been 5 years, honestly. I was thinking about that too before we started, which is crazy because it doesn't feel like that, but at the same time, it definitely does. Like, it's just, yeah, it's been a while.
And that voice you hear, I should tell everyone at home who you are. Guys, it's Melissa. She is one of my good friends, certified holistic health coach, mama of three, content creator, and just badass boss babe.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. You know, Melissa, even though we haven't seen each other in person, I think the thing is with social media is that we're always checking in on each other and we still see what each other is doing and what we're up to. And I have to say that whenever I come across your content on social, I smile. Oh. I smile because it's genuine. It's real. You're not putting it on for anyone. You tell it like it is, much like myself. And you're happy. And it's like, it's just so good to see. So I needed to start off by telling you that. Because feel like sometimes like we don't even know what people think of us, what they have to say about us. It doesn't make its way to us sometimes. So here I am telling you.
Thank you. And obviously I feel the same way. I mean, we've definitely still stayed connected, right? Like through that social. And I think that's why it doesn't feel like it's been so long. Cause I'll see stuff or like check up on you or you'll post or whatever. And we're always kind of like in each other's DMs. But yeah, I feel the same way about you as well.
And like, we got to tell people what it is that you do and even your journey. And that's why I wanted to have you on. So before I jump into stuff, like, who's Melissa? Yeah. What do you do? What is a certified holistic health coach?
Yeah, that journey has been a wild journey too, to get to this place. So I've started coaching women up 20 years ago. That's the other thing. Like when you say, like, how old are we?
We're not old. We're 25. Like
I'm in my 20s, but here I am 40. And I started coaching women kind of just in a supporting role in sports and athletics at Wofford Laurier University in my early 20s. And then I started, you know, some of those women graduated and they asked to still keep coaching with me. And I got a different type of personal training certification and started working with them more on nutrition and that kind of approach. And at the same time, I was starting to compete in like the bodybuilding world. So just super obsessed with fitness and health and all those things, but still battling my own internal battles around body image and the approaches that we were taking and the things that I was learning were all so conflicting. And I continued to coach, you know, women for probably about 6 or 7 more years. And then I really felt at one point, like, I suck at this. Like I was, you know, binging or like, you know, hiding how I was eating or gaining and losing weight over and over again. And I'm like, and I'm sitting here trying to help women. And also I was done with telling women to lose weight. Like I was over it because I had lost weight, you know, competing. And I was like, I was not any happier. I was actually more miserable. And I was like, I'm done with this coaching thing. I actually kind of hung up my hat. And I don't know, something kind of like, you know, universe does some crazy things and some ad got put in front of me for a certification because I was still getting emails about coaching and yada, yada, yada. And there was this International Holistic Institute and everything that they were talking about was so radically different. And it was like anti-diet culture. And I fell in love because I was like, maybe I can still help women. Maybe this can save me a little bit. Maybe I can help women. Yeah. So I went back to school for over a year. I had to do clinicals with it and took women through the journey with me. And it was really powerful. But there was like, you know, you're a teacher, so you get this. You say some cool shit to your kids and it's like they email you back. I've seen you share this, that things you said in class and it resonates, you know, years down the road. And one of the profs said in the class, two things that really resonated with me. And one of them was, your body always wants to be in homeostasis and we're ruining it through diet and diet culture. we're literally ruining it. And, you know, your body bleeds when it's cut. It's, you know, creates white blood cells when there's things going on with your immune system. You get a headache if you're dehydrated. You fall down if you're, you know, exhausted. You throw up if there's yucky food in your belly. But we fight it with all of these crazy diets and things that we do to our body that are fad diets and not just whole food eating. And then the other thing that they said that stuck to me was you can't hate yourself into loving yourself. And that hit me so deep. And I say this to all my clients all the time. You can't hate your thighs into getting them lean. Like that's not going to happen. You can't hate your midsection to a point that you're going to do all these things that you're going to all of a sudden love yourself. That's not how it works. And when you commit to doing things to yourself through hate, you're going to fall off. You're going to stop because you're not going to be like, you're going to be like, screw it. I hate this. And so I took so much of that and I was like, okay, I think I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back. I'm going to start doing coaching again, but from a totally different approach. And I've continued to stay in research and data. And that was the approach I was going to start taking. I was going to start to educate women. I wasn't going to coach anymore. And I don't believe in coaching. I want to give you literally all the information, all the science, all the data. So you never need me again. Maybe we hang out, maybe we still talk and I coach you through the learning because really it's like the initial piece of you just shutting that brain down, you know, the negative Nancy and trying to help you shift to a positive Paula, you know, give you some, you know, tools to help you through the process. But ultimately I want you to have it. So you do it forever. And that's kind of now where I am as a coach. So I created a program about 7 years ago now, and I renamed it, I rebranded it all. And it's called Love, Move, Vibe. And literally it is, you know, loving on yourself. And it comes from that place of when and only when you love yourself, will your body fall into homeostasis and optimal health. So I took all of that, of what that teacher said, and I put it together. And so, you know, now I live with an approach of loving myself for how I feed myself, how I take care of myself, how I talk to myself. I move every day because my body deserves it and wants it. And there's some really good research that backs up why we should move. And then I try to, you know, choose foods that I vibrate with, not that I'm just eating because whatever. And then I try to vibe at a high level and push that out into the universe. And that's literally kind of where I'm at right now. So long story short.
No, but it's amazing. And it's like, honestly, it's much needed, especially in this day and age. And I just feel that as time goes on, it's needed even more. Mm-hmm. You know, we look at how social media has evolved. We're both content creators and that's our world. That's our space. That is our livelihood, you know, and we look at that and what's being pushed out there, not only to us as adults, to us as women, but the guys are getting it too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And our kids, we're both mamas. You know, yeah. I've got two girls and a boy. You've got, what is it? It's two boys and
three.
A girl, right?
Yeah, two boys and a girl.
You know, and it's like, this is their reality. Mm-hmm. We didn't have it as much because social media was not a thing growing up. You know, we're only 25 years old here.
I know, right?
But it's something that it's like much, much needed. And I want to talk more about this. I want to talk about body image. I want to talk about it as us as adults, how maybe we can look at things differently, what we can do for our kids who are looking at us, when we're stepping on that scale or looking at us, or I should say listening to what words are coming out of our mouth when we're like, oh no, I can't eat that. You know, I'll gain weight because they're watching and they're listening 24/7. So before we get into it though, let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more. Don't go anywhere because this is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. It is Sunday night and you are tuned into 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And tonight we're talking all about body image for us as parents and what we can do and show and teach our kids as well. And so with me, I've got my good friend, Melissa Melichuk. She is a certified holistic health coach and I absolutely love her. I love you.
Love you.
And I love all that you do. You just told us, like, you know, what you said earlier was that you're not in it to just like to make the quick buck. You're in it to help people, to improve their lives, to look at their lives differently. And I think that's the big thing here that a lot of people are missing, especially when we're scrolling on social and we see all these people posting their quote unquote perfect bodies that are filtered, that are photoshopped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's they what a lot
took
of
a million shots to get the one that they liked. And And I mean, we're in the influencer on the content creation world, and we know how many takes you take to make the perfect post. That was probably one of my, you know, my biggest things too. I was just like, I can't contribute to, you know, I sound all, I know, intense here, but like, I can't contribute to this diet industry anymore, which is literally making an, like, we're their income provider. And it's not just our money. It's not just monetary. It is our minds that they own and consume. And like, I was over it.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's everywhere we turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a pressure these days that wasn't there, like, to the same level, I should say.
Well, no, you could close a magazine.
10 years ago, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You could turn the TV off. You could close a magazine, but now you're just scrolling and seeing female after female, butt after butt, like diet after diet, and
plastic surgery.
Yes. Yes.
Different treatments.
Yeah. Well, I've gone through that story too. Yeah.
Right. Like, and Melissa, you know, like, for people that don't know, like, you've been on, like, you know, all over the place when it comes to your body and what you've looked like.
Yeah. I mean, especially when previous to, you know, my current life right now, I had a television show, and I, like I said, was in the fitness and bodybuilding competing world, and my body was always on display. Right. And, you always are trying to uphold this expectation that society places on you. Right. And then it's like, especially as a mom or in the industry, it's like, they watch, everyone watches you. Right. And it's like, either you're too skinny, or you've put on too much weight, or you didn't put your makeup on, or you did put your makeup on, and how dare you look like this? And, you know, and so you pair that with literally what we consume from a media perspective and advertising perspective and, consumerism perspective, right? We're just always ingesting all these beliefs around who we should be, what's attractive, what's not attractive. And I was a byproduct of it. I shared a post the other day that 14 years ago, I had implants put in because I hated my body. I had, like, you know, very voluptuous hourglass but petite upper body figure. Everybody always said I looked off when they would tease me. And I was convinced from the fitness industry and everything that if I just evened out my body, I'd feel more attractive. And yeah, definitely in the beginning, I loved my implants and I was happy about it. Yeah. And I was like, "Ooh, I'm comfortable." But that faded so quickly. Same as results from weight loss. Neither of those things help you deal with your internal feelings about yourself. And that
is so, like, I'm so sorry to cut you off, but I'm so happy that you're saying that, because a lot of people think, well, if I just get the boob job, if I just get the tummy tuck, if I get, you know what I mean, like a Brazilian butt lift, then I'll be happy. If I just lose those 10 pounds, I'll be happy, you know? And our kids too are watching us, and they're hearing this dialogue that we're either having with someone else or even having with ourselves.
Yeah. Absolutely. And your body, again, is just so smart. Like, my body started rejecting my implants 3 years ago, and I had them removed. And it was, like, very timely because I was going through my own growth and my own journey. And I was like, I don't want these anymore. And I got them removed, and it was the best, probably the best decision with regards to my health and my body I've ever experienced. And, you know, I just think that we're so caught up in what we're told to believe, or we're sold and told, that we are so numb to what our body is screaming at us. And we are also at this point where we kind of disconnect from our inner selves, right? And that's that love piece. That's why the first part of my program is called love, because it's like, you have to go in and dig deep to your identity, right? All of our results in our lives are based on how we identify ourselves. If we think we're worthless, we don't take time for ourselves, we put everybody before us, results are unhappy, gaining weight, never eating, living off coffee, miserable. If you think that, you know, you're fat because your mom told you that and your mom said, I can't eat certain things. Like, you know, I'm sure you've seen pictures where it's like the grandma says something to the mom and the mom says something and you take it on, right? So I always talk about reframing your brain. That's the first step of all my programs is, what do you think about yourself right now? Because no matter what I teach you, if you ultimately have the identity of X, that's going to make you make these decisions, which will equal these actions, which will equal results. And we're going to stay in this cycle that's condoning, you know, negative behaviors towards ourselves.
It's so like, you're so bang on with that. You're so bang on because it's what we're talking, what we're saying to ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm worthless. I don't deserve this. I don't look good. I don't look anything like the people that I see on social. And it's so funny because I actually hear some people say this stuff and I look at them in a totally different light.
Absolutely.
But you're beautiful, you know? And you've got like an incredible body that, you know, you were able to have children and become, you know, a mom. Or I look at the guy who I've been hearing it more and more where they're just like, yeah, like I've got body dysmorphia. And I'm like, wait, hold on, what?
Yeah.
And we're talking about full grown men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is something that I was naive to it. I didn't think that men went through this stuff too, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so like mind blowing when someone is speaking so poorly about themselves and they believe the words that they're telling themselves, mm-hmm. when in reality, they're like totally blind to how everyone else sees them,
right,
in this positive, beautiful light.
Yeah. Well, you think about that saying, right? Where it's like, if you take a picture of the moon, it's never pretty. Like it looks crap, right?
Yeah.
But like, when you look at the moon, it's stunning, right? And it's just how we look at ourselves is through our pictures that we see and the mistakes or the ways that they, you know, way we show up on cameras with our double chins in moments when you capture me. And then you start to tell yourself these things or the cellulite that's showing through your pants. And now you're hearing diet culture say, oh, that's bad. You know, and no matter what, the more, even if you don't originally believe it, the more you say it to yourself, science shows that you're ingraining in your brain and into your neurowaves patterns of negative belief systems. And you're literally like sewing it into your brain so that subconsciously you're thinking those things. So you have to then rewire, like retrain, like disconnect from those thoughts and feelings and perceived beliefs about yourself. And that takes work. That's just, you know, and that's men and women.
It's so true. Oh my gosh, I love this conversation. But we're going to take a quick break. So don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more right here on The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And we are talking all things body image with my good friend, Melissa Melnichuk. She is a certified holistic health coach. She's a mama. She's a content creator. And she knows this world better than anyone else I know. Because Melissa, you've been all over the map. You have been coaching people for so long. And then, like you said earlier on in the show, you made a little change and you started to look at things differently. And you're like, no, we're approaching this like in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to change the dialogue a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love that. Because the way that, you know, you're explaining to us is that it does all start with us and it does start with the love that we have for ourselves. And I know it sounds cliche and everyone's like, yeah, love yourself first. If you don't love yourself, no one else can, but it's true.
It is true. Yeah.
It is so true.
Yeah. And it just, it defines, you know, how you look at life then. It defines how you experience life. And I'm not telling you to become obsessed with yourself. Like, that's not where I'm trying to get you. But when I work with clients, I'm always like, let's just do things that show your body that you love it, that you're taking care of it, right? Because again, we're always in this fight or flight with our bodies. Yeah. As women, our hormones are out of control right now. Us in our age, perimenopause is hitting. You know, there's stress factors, cortisol, all of these, you know, wild factors, like busy lives, kids everywhere. Our body is just begging to be like, am I safe? Yeah. Am you going to feed me today? And we end up, you know, being in the position that we're in where we're so unhappy. Because it's like we're not doing the absolute basics, eating 3 meals a day, getting enough protein in, getting enough water. Literally, I have women that will start and learn how to, you know, eat with my nutritional protocol, which is literally just satiating their bodies. And they're like, yeah. I feel like a whole new human. I giggled
because I'm eating food for the first time.
Like, and it's like, you know, and it's like, that's an act of love. How many moms do you know walk around with their Starbucks or their Timmy's or whatever and live off that till 5 o'clock, right? Or grab something on the go?
I'm not going to lie. That is often me. And you guys know that I'm not here to bullshit anyone. And I always tell it like it is. And sometimes, Melissa, the person that you just described is Pina. Mm-hmm. And it's not, but I know it's not good. You know what I mean? But it's something that I am constantly working on. So I'm glad that you're saying this because I hope it hits some of these moms and even dads that are listening right now. And they're like, shit, you know what? That is me. And I need to make myself a priority.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm gonna get all sciencey on you, but that impacts your metabolic function. And your metabolic function is literally responsible for how you feel all day. You know, when we talk about hormones for women, for example, we always talk about estrogen and, you know, perimenopause and stuff, but it's actually the hormones you're impacting by not eating is your blood sugars and your glucagon levels. Like you're just in this constant state of blood sugar crash, which makes you irritable and exhausted and, you know, mad at yourself and everybody else around you. Right? And it's like the day is just so much heavier. And I'm like, if you would just have breakfast with some protein in it, I promise you, you'll be happier. And it's like, because it's just telling your body, I love you. Hi, I know you need some calories. That's literally, so when I say love, it's not actually what people think of being like love and, you know, all the hippy dippy, because I'm there too. Don't get me wrong. You know me, I'm there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's the actions. Like your body is 70% water and you don't give it water. That's love. Like, would you send your kids to school without a water bottle now? Now, maybe don't answer that because most of us, you know, we were raised off the water fountain. We don't remember water bottles, right? Like we somehow survived. But the fact is we need water. We need water. Yeah. We need protein. We need food. And that's the love I'm talking about, right? That's very different than what people normally think of as love.
And we need to move. Like last week, we had Connor Murphy, amazing personal trainer in Boston, joining us on the show. And we were talking about fitness and stuff. But it's so important. Like we need to move. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're like going crazy with your movement. Like, listen, kickboxing is my jam and I love it. And that's what keeps me sane, you know, and that's how I show my body love, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
But it could be a walk.
I'm not sure if he spoke about this, but we talk in my program with my women, we don't move to lose weight. There's no correlation. I don't use that at all. That's not how we get, if I have a female who's looking to, you know, become more healthy or whatever that may be. We literally move for your mental health. And there's really cool research out there that shows there is a cool little protein called myokin. Have you heard of this before?
No, tell me.
So let me tell you. So when you do any type of muscle contraction, you release this protein molecule called myokins. And the myokins float up to your brain and they pass through your brain blood barrier. And they give you a shot of what is equivalent to an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication dose. Mm-hmm. So it is literally called the resilience or the hope. Response. And there's so much research about these myokines. You can look them up. And this is why I tell my clients, I have the rule of three. Like you don't go more than 3 days without doing something because you need that dose. And when you start to receive that dose, you can actually notice the difference of when you don't do it, which is what you were describing about boxing making you sane because you're using your muscles. It's not about endorphins. It's actually about the release of this myokine. And it's a really powerful piece. That's love. That's you loving yourself. Because if would you say to somebody, don't take your antidepressant medication today? No. And that's what I always want to get people to understand. Like, we need to do the same things with regards to things that we can naturally do to support us and love ourselves and take care of ourselves. And movement is literally that. It is literally a form of self-care and self-love and releasing something that your body needs to be functioning at a higher level.
I love this. I did not know about that at all. And it makes so much sense, because if anyone listening has ever come across my posts, if you follow me and I'm posting something like I broke a personal record at kickboxing, or it's a special anniversary or whatever, I'm just posting that I love kickboxing. Often in the caption, I say how it has changed my life. And I don't do it because I want to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. I do it because of how it makes me feel mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know what I mean? And, you know, the best part about it is that my kids are watching me.
Heck yes. You're strong and badass, right?
Right? Yes. And I see your kids too. Like, you posted, was it a picture of your daughter? She was going to do a deadlift or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think that that is so important, because we're talking body image issues. So yeah. If we can show our body love, drink water, move a little bit, hey, boil a bunch of hard-boiled eggs, keep them in the fridge so you have like breakfast to go, you know, and you got your protein, whatever it may look like for you. But our kids are watching.
Yes.
And our kids, you know, this body image stuff is coming down on them hard. And we think it's just the girls, but is that true?
No, it's absolutely not. And I actually faced this myself with my oldest. I have his permission to tell the story, so I'm going to share some of it, because he's 14 now, and he's, you know, he's come from a home where body image is like, we don't use the word fat in our house, and it's not a negative or a thing that I care if anybody else uses it. But as I'm raising these kids, I'm trying to get them to understand we don't use a scale. We don't talk about our bodies. We love on what our bodies provide for us. We don't, you know, talk about it in a classifying way of what it looks like. You know, all those kind of things. We don't give weight to that. We're super, I don't have any strict rules around eating. So he comes from a very neutral home that is very body positive. And he struggled. Like, when he was around 10 to 12, he went through that little, you know, stage of young boyhood where their bodies haven't caught up to them yet. And he was so insecure, and he would wear, like, you know, the same jogging pants or sweater to hide himself. And one day he was snapping at me, and I was like, what is happening? And he was like, you don't know what it feels like to be in my body. And he made a comment about the size of his body. And I cried, because I was like, we can't keep them safe from these thoughts and these beliefs, because it's around them everywhere. And it doesn't matter how much you try, right? And so it's like, it makes it even more important for women and mothers and fathers and adults and caregivers to keep body positive messaging in the home and to keep care and watch over what your children are seeing, because it cuts them, and it cuts them deep.
Oh God, that hit, you know. And I while you were saying that, I was thinking of my Marcus, who's 8, you know, and I was thinking to myself, like, what would I do if he came to me? I totally would break down. I would break down. I would hug him. And I would say to him, like, you know, I would just let him know that I love him and that his body's incredible and doing incredible things.
I know. And they know that. And I said that to my son too. And he was like, you just love me because you have to love me. You just, you know, and it's like, it's so heartbreaking. It's such a difficult piece, right? Like, the things that they've said to me, it's tough. And so
But like, even just now, what I said that I would say to Marcus and what you said to your son, a lot of us don't even speak to ourselves like that. And that's where the problem lies. Don't go anywhere. We are talking all things body image on the show tonight, and we will be back with more. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. With me, I've got my girl, Melissa Melnichuk. She is a certified holistic health coach. She is a mama of three. She's an incredible badass boss babe and content creator. And Melissa, we were just talking about our kids and body image issues that they have, and how a lot of people think that this is just a girl. It's a girl thing. It's boys don't go through this. But you just shared a story about your son. I want you to finish telling us how that went.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, he said some heavy things to me. And you can only imagine what 13-year-old, nine at that time, boys, and what anybody can say when they're in that space. I don't even need to repeat what it was, because all that matters is it broke my heart. And I didn't know where he got this information from. And I was like, I wanted to like shake him and grab him and hug him. And he was just like, he was locked in these feelings about himself. And so we had some good conversations over time. And, he started getting more active. He started literally just joining me in the gym or asking me to make him a workout program. And he literally kind of took it into his own hands and made some really big shifts in his own life. He started asking me about protein or asking me to make him a protein shake, and just started asking me questions about nutrition and understanding it. And that's a big piece for me, is that there's this understanding, right? What are we doing to ourselves? And his body started to shift. He grew, and his body shifted. He's a little football player athlete now. He's 14 and he's fabulous. And we still talk about it, because we talk about his little sister coming up, and how careful we are around her now with the things that she hears or exposes to, and how both of us talk about our bodies, and how we talk so much about being strong. And I beat him up in front of the other two sometimes for them to see that I can still kick butt, and he lets it happen. And, he's such a part of it with me now, but he's we've had some conversations where he was like, I was just in a really bad place. I was unhappy. I was unhappy with who I was. And I was like, it was during the pandemic, so they weren't moving like kids should be moving. And that's, I think, a big thing too, right? Like this, they weren't being kids. And so anyway, here we are, and he has just been able to kind of really pull through that, and is like, I know what I need to do. Literally is what he said to me. I know what I need to do. I know I need to do things for myself. I know how I have to eat, and I know when I don't eat good, how I feel. And I know, when I don't work out, how I feel. So that's, and he did that on his own. I stood back, because that was a place that I knew could be it was very fragile, and I'm a coach, and imagine your mom coaching and momming you, right? So I kind of just let him navigate that himself with just lots of love and good stuff and good energy around him.
And I love that, because I think, I always say it, knowledge is power. Absolutely. And you were able to give him the knowledge he needed. Mm-hmm. So he can make the choices, take things into his hands, and make a change, But I still can't get over the fact that, like, our kids at the age of 9 could be having these thoughts and thinking these things, but that's the reality, you know? So it's our responsibility as parents that, like, listen, we don't have control. Like you said, there are things that we can't shelter our kids from. Right. Yeah. So we know that they're going to get hit in every angle, whether it's television, social media, whatever it may be. But if we can have these open conversations, these chats with them about stuff like this, we're empowering our kids.
Absolutely. And you have to be so careful. That my daughter's 10, but a year or two ago, she came to me and said, I don't like sitting this way because it makes my thighs look big. And I was like, what? And it was crazy, because then I sat with her that day, and we were watching some show she's watching on the Disney Channel or something. And it was like one girl saying to another girl who's trying to be prom queen. Like, it's a young teeny bopper type of show.
Yeah.
And it was like, slap me if you see me eat carbs. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm thinking it's this cute little, family Friday show. And that's what she's hearing. And she's watching this girl not fit into her dress. And like, I was like,
this is, you have to be my God,
so careful, right? And so it's not even just social media. It's the stuff that they're hearing that we're not hearing if we're not watching TV with them. And then she has that in her mind. She's looking down at her thighs when she's sitting in circle in classroom, right? And it's like, this is
sitting in circle in classroom. That tells you right there, the kids are super young.
Yes.
These thoughts should not be crossing their minds.
But it is.
My God, Melissa, when you just said that, like, I don't know if you saw on camera, but my mouth just hit the floor.
Yeah.
It's insane, but it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there because, like I said earlier in the show, there's like guys I know, full grown guys, who are like ashamed of their bodies. And they think, well, I need to look a certain way. I need washboard abs because otherwise, I'm not attractive
Yeah,
to
well, they're
like
exposed to it
that
just as
woman.
much. Yeah. They're exposed online to it just as much too, right? Like the Instagram guys and all of that kind of stuff. And I think you and I both will say this, like at this, especially at this point in our lives, you're not looking, especially for somebody you care at, you're not staring at their body. And it is men too. Like men will be like, I love my wife because she birthed my children. I love my girlfriend because she's a
Yes.
wicked at wicked human. I was trying to keep my swearing down to a little bit of a minimum here. But in general, but it's crazy because again, we look at other people and we're able to say, like, I don't look at you like that, but we hold that weight over ourselves to look certain ways, right? And men are no different. They're no different.
Yeah. It's so funny because I think she's one of your girlfriends as well, but Kelly Boss, therapist that we have on the show all the time, she always says, okay, the things you're saying to yourself, would you say that to your friend?
Will you say it to your friend? Yes. I have my clients text themselves sometimes, and I call it smash and shifting. So I get them to text themselves what they just said. And I'm like, read it. Would you have texted that to your girlfriend? And then I say,
Oh,
yeah,
that
because then
hits
when it
hard.
hits hard, yeah. And then I tell them to rephrase it and smash that and shift it and rewrite it now how you would write it as a friend. And you most of the time can't even say it because you still wouldn't have said what you were going to say to a friend. But at least it's this practice of reframing how you should speak to yourself.
And I think that that is something that we all need to incorporate into our lives. It doesn't matter if you are a mom or a dad. It doesn't matter how young you are.
Yeah.
If you are five, two, whatever, and you just started talking,
Yeah.
it does not matter. It's something that we all need to incorporate into our lives. And us as parents, we need to teach this stuff to our kids. Look in the mirror. And tell yourself that you're beautiful. People probably are listening and like, oh yeah, we hear that so many times. But again, it's that positive self-talk.
Yeah.
And we know that it works.
Yeah.
I'm gonna share something with you guys. And some of you
Yes.
guys are probably gonna think I'm crazy and silly. Guess what? I don't care.
No, I know you don't care. Hit
No,
it. Go.
that's me. But every day when I'm taking a shower, I envisions the water as washing away any negativity, anything that does not serve me and my body and my life, washing it all away and raining down on me, confidence, positivity, happiness, abundance. And that's like something that I do, and I use the water to help me with this like little mini meditation that I do in the
Yeah.
shower.
It's
But
working
I'll
because
tell you,
you
it's
exude
worked.
that. Yeah, it's working because you exude that energy and that confidence and it comes across in who you are as a human. So it definitely works. And I was gonna say earlier, and this ties exactly to what you're saying, you need to always put in the work for this because, like I said at the beginning of the segment, we are going to forever be challenged by an industry that is trying to make money off of us and has created a beast of expectations. And no matter what, we are being exposed to that. So you always have to, I have to every day remind myself my worth, look at myself in the mirror and talk positive to myself, make the decision to get up and go do my workout. Every day it's work. It's not easy. And I'm sure you've heard that saying where it's like you can choose the hard, right? You can
Yeah.
choose the heart of doing that extra little stuff for yourself, or choose the heart of those feelings or that discomfort. And it is work. There is work there that you need to be doing. Because the industry is also knowing that they're going to continue to show us things that are going to keep us failing or hating ourselves because they want us to buy their products or stay consuming
Everything.
their things. So we
Yes.
need to remember that. And you need to take back that if I leave anything with anybody, it's take back your body, your mind, your soul, your heart. Don't give that away to social, to marketing, to the industry. Take that back because
Yeah.
it changes your life and in your journey.
I know, guys, those shakes you see, the teas you see online, it's not gonna do shit.
No,
And now Skims bras with nipples. Like,
oh my
you know
God.
what? Like, screw it all, guys. Screw it all. and be happy, because I honestly believe and I firmly believe that if you are in a state of happiness, everything else is going to fall into place and it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. So you got to do those workouts to get those myokines so you can have those happy feels.
I love it. I love it. And that's why I do it. But Melissa, if people want to learn more about you, what you're about, your check out your program, where can they find you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's me, Melissa. So it's dot me, Melissa. And I've got a website called Love Move Vibe. And in there, I've got lots of information about how I approach helping women to basically rediscover themselves and understand how they can battle hormones and diet culture and all those things and just feel amazing. So, yeah.
I love it. And guys, definitely go give her a follow, check her out, because she is one of those badass babes that is in your court, cheering you on and supporting you every step of the way. Thank you so much for joining me on the show tonight, Melissa. I love you.
Love you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here. It's a pleasure to be here. And you're amazing. Thank you for
And
everything you do.
same. Same. I love being in your space and your company. Guys, if you missed any of the show and you want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast, which is available anywhere podcasts are available. So go check it out, download it, give us a follow, and we will catch you next week, same time, same place. It's the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.